So we've got a couple of coaches at halftime sweating in the coaches' box as we start this second half. Celine Moody won it in the air, and she's going to try and get it and beat Prasparkas at ground level. Coming in and offering a little bit of support there was Newton. Hurried kick out of the centre. Tracking it well was McLeod. Spins, kicks into space. Bounce favours Huntington. She gives it off to McLeod, who's a speedster, and she runs into an open goal, and she snapped it! Well, she missed a sitter from directly in front, an open goal in that first half. But she's made amends to start the third, and it's brought the crowd to their feet, and the fireworks are going off at Witten Oval. McLeod with the first in this second half, and the Dogs have hit the front. They lead it by 1 point, 3-4-22. Carlton, 3-3-21.
Perfect. Oh. Perfect start there by the Bulldogs, and really, really great work by Kirsten McLeod. And that came off the back of really, really hard work. She presented up, she impacted the ball, she kicked the ball inside 50, but she actually put her head down, bum up, and worked her backside off to try and get to where the fall of the ball was. Followed up, handball receive, and that was a beautiful finish on the boundary. And that's someone who's playing on their home ground, knows exactly what the wind's doing.
Well, and certainly McLeod, she's a terrific player. She could do so much in the game. I think early days, so there were some question marks over her work rate. If you had those question marks, she's just answered them.
Scored in every game but one last year, and quite often hitting the scoreboard multiple times as she has tonight with her one goal, one on return to the side. From the middle for the Blues, Prasparkas takes it away. Great tackle, Ferris on Vesio. Vesio just got the handball away to Hosking inside the 50. Good defensive work from Gamble, outpointed Harris. And now the Dogs will clear off the back 50. Guest was upended, found Newton with her kick. Slow to get to her feet is Ash Guest. Newton's got it on the defensive 50. Kick down the line, no good. Bounces off the shoulder of Jess Hosking. Spills to Vesio. Seeks the safety of the boundary line and finds it. It'll be thrown back into play at left half
Joel,
forward.
Behind play, Ash Guest in the hands of the trainers. She's waved them away. Taylor Harris could be in a spot of bother there. She ran straight through the play. And little hip and shoulder collected Guest and put her on her backside for quite a few minutes. Comes back in, trying to burst through was Prasparkas. She went without it. Good second effort, this time tackled to the ground by Lamb. And it's not coming out of there. It is. A free kick's been pinned. So it was against Lamb in the back. Free kick to Prasparkas. She keeps it low. And it was pinpoint. And it was cleanly taken by Bree Moody.
A great delivery there, just at the chest of Moody. Moody was on, they made eye contact, quick pass, and they've got this opportunity.
So Taylor Harris is in the goal square. She's standing right on the goal line. She said, go for goal. She must have a thumping kick. She does. Harris with the sit. Taylor Harris has marked it in the goal square at the Barclay Street end here at Witten Oval.
But disappointing for Elise Gamble. She's done all the right things to now. And Harris didn't even look like she was interested
no,
in having
she
a jump.
But that, did she?
She turned her back on the play.
So Taylor Harris to get the Blues back in front. It's the quick reply at the start of this third term. And Carlton 4-3-27 to the Dogs 3-4-22. Two quick goals to either side to start this third term.